We dined alone, we three together. He seemed to be very fond of my mother. I am afraid I liked him none the better for that, and she was very fond of him. I gathered from what they said that an elder sister of his was coming to stay with them, and that she was expected that evening. I am not certain whether I found out then or afterwards that, without being actively concerned in any business, he had some share in or some annual charge upon the profits of a wine merchant's house in London, with which his family had been connected from his great-grandfather's time, and in which his sister had a similar interest. But I may mention it in this place, whether or no. After dinner, when we were sitting by the fire, and I was meditating an escape to Peggotty, without having the hardihood to slip away, lest it should offend the master of the house, a coach drove up to the garden gate, and he went out to receive the visitor. My mother followed him. I was timidly following her, when she turned round at the parlour door in the dusk, and taking me in her embrace as she had been used to do, whispered me to love my new father and be obedient to him. She did this hurriedly and secretly, as if it were wrong, but tenderly, and putting out her hand behind her, held mine in it until we came near to where he was standing in the garden, where she left mine go and drew hers through his arm.